Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, have you seen this? Is it a survey that the Royals have? Is it a questionnaire? I don't know what it is, but the Royals have sent out some documents that they want season ticket holders and fans to fill out. Now, I think it gives us insight into a couple of different things. The first thing is it confirms what we already know. There's only three realistic locations for the Royals. There's three. It's 119th and all. It's downtown Kansas City. It's Clay County, North Kansas City. They are not going to the Legends. They are not staying where they're at. There are three possible locations for the Royals. We will figure out in the end where they end up going. And I also noticed something about this as I was reading through this thing. Everything about this for the last year and a half has been, why didn't you just do this from the beginning? Remember when the Royals were doing those town halls where they were going around the city to different places and they were sitting down at the library and talking to people and trying to, you know, educate and inform the community on this process, because that's very important. Rob, why didn't they have a questionnaire like that from the very, very beginning? Like, why didn't they have more of our input on where we want the stadium to be? It's like they just decided where the stadium was going to be and was like, here, even though we don't have all the plans completely figured out, you give us your money and then trust us that we'll figure it out. Why didn't they do some of this legwork from the very, very beginning? Hey, these are the four or five places that we're thinking about. Why don't we engage the community? Why don't we ask more questions? Why don't we get all of our ducks in a row and do the 2-year work or 3-year work on the front end? And then when we feel very strongly about it, then we'll come to the public with the vote. I feel like they wanted our money first, and then they were going to figure out all the particulars. And then the community pushed back and said, no, why don't you do the work and then come back to us? Now they're doing all the things that they should have done last year.
Listen, I'm not in the business of, you know, putting a cape on and defending the Royals, but is it possible one of the reasons they did the timeline this way is because before they went to the vote, they could only float Jackson County locations because they were up against a extension of a sales tax timeline. Now they have the whole city, the whole region at their disposal to do the research and now circle back to fans. Here's the three decisions. Like, they couldn't in 2024, like March, be like, hey, what do you guys think of 119th and all? Well, we don't think anything about it. We're paying a sales tax in Jackson County. So I think their original plan was, hey, we're going to get the sales tax extended and we're going to have the stadium in Jackson County. And then we're going to have a pretty good idea of location and we're just going to go from there. And now they're maybe being a little more diligent because they have a little more information. They have a little more, you know, area to choose from, where in the past it was, where in Jackson County do you want the stadium?
It feels to me like all of that hard work just should have been done from the very, very beginning. And I know that we have blamed a million different people for why the thing didn't fail, but I think the Royals are showing you, I don't think the Royals were ready to take our money last year. I just don't think they were ready to take our money. I know they were asking for it, and I wish we weren't going through this. I really don't. I want them to make a decision on where the stadium is going to be too. But, I mean, this thing failed in April of 2024, and now in November of 2025, now they're sending out a questionnaire on how we feel? You should have asked us this from the very, very beginning. I mean, I guess we told you how we feel. The answer was a resounding no. We don't like your original plan. Please try again. Now we'll see if the Royals try again. I mean, there are a couple of different options that they could potentially not have a vote. But if one of their plans is to put the stadium in North Kansas City, it would require a vote. So gathering information, figuring out what we feel, that would have been a better plan from the very, very beginning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.